This is the Publix Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. We are heading into the Labor Day weekend with some good news for music fans used to the annual enjoyment of the Rhythm and Roots Festival in Charlestown. I'm joined now by Artscape producer James Baumgartner with more on that. Hi, James.
Hi, Chuck. Yeah, it is good news. The festival is on after earlier word that the long-running event was ending. Longtime festival producer Chuck Wentworth had announced that due to health reasons, he was calling it quits. But then somebody else stepped up to save the festival.
Right, a guy named Tyler Grill, who runs a company called Good Works Entertainment. He's taken over putting on the festival. I talked to Tyler recently about how he got involved in saving Rhythm and Roots.
This past April, there was a local couple in town who did not want to see the festival go away. And we had a mutual friend who made an intro to Chuck. Chuck and I started talking. He's a great guy, amazing family, great operation. We had a lot of similar values, you know, community, family, small, intimate, comfortable performances, fan-focused, band-focused. And after probably a month or two of chatting back and forth and doing the kind of standard due diligence, we agreed that continuing the festival and Chuck's legacy made a lot of sense.
That was such good news for all of us who've loved the festival over the years. I mean, this thing goes back to the early 80s, the very original Cajun and Bluegrass Festival. So it was really kind of sad to think that it would go away after all this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there going to be much of a change from what we're used to, or is it pretty much the same?
Our goal is to keep it small, is to keep it intimate, is to keep it family-focused, is to keep it community-focused. But, of course, we're always going to look at how do we improve the band experience. And then if there's anything we need to, you know, tweak, you know, we'll make those decisions. But, you know, right now we're really happy with the way it's been going for, you know, 23 years and this year 24 years.
So is this going to be your first time at the festival?
It is. Wild enough it is. You know, we go from purchasing it to turning it around in 3 months to also going into it for the first time. But, you know, so it's a lot. It's a lot. There's not many festivals left that operate the way this one's, you know, operating. And it's really cool to be part of that.
As usual, there's a ton of artists lined up for this 3-day festival. This year's headliners include Little Feat, Grace Potter, and Cowboy Mouth.
And also appearing is New Hampshire's Veronica Lewis. She is still a teenager and already a veteran of this and other festivals. I talked to her this week about her remarkable career.
Are you tired yet of people just going on about how old you are?
Oh my gosh. Anyone who is supportive and you know, loving the music that I'm making, you know, I'm a fan of them and I love them all, you know, so, and no, I mean, I've been doing it for so long, you know, I feel like I could be 100 years old, you know, it's like, you know, I've been playing and writing, you know, my whole life.
Okay, so you would have been, what, 14 when you played Rhythm and Roots the first time?
Yes, I was part of the Future of Roots, you know, special kind of showcase, and then I got the chance to play, you know, every year since then. I believe this is my fourth time playing at Rhythm and Roots.
That's amazing. A veteran at 18, 19.
I mean, I've got to say Rhythm and Roots is still one of my absolute favorite places to play. Everyone at the festival working behind the scenes is just the best. Really incredible.
So how did you get involved in, well, blues I can kind of understand, but boogie-woogie, how did that insinuate itself into your life?
Yeah, you know that early rock and roll style of piano, I listened to a lot of different kinds of things, and, you know, I didn't necessarily know when I was, you know, 5 years old that it was any certain genre, but I immediately heard, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Katie Webster, you know, this totally different style of playing piano, and I immediately just wanted to sit down and try to figure it out. So it came to me very, like, organically, you know, it found me, really.
So you're listening to Jerry Lee Lewis at 5?
Yeah, honestly, I think I was 5 years old, and I was watching, you know, YouTube of you know, Jerry Lulu was playing Great Balls of Fire on one of those 50s TV shows, like I think it was Ed Sullivan Show or one of those. And, you know, I saw him doing his whole thing, you know, bringing that piano right front and center, you know, kicking that bench away and just making it something different that I had never heard or seen before. And it was so exciting to watch and listen to, and it's even more fun to play and write.
When did you start writing songs?
Oh, you know, I really have taught myself how to play piano. So it really started as soon as I began playing because I learned the 12-bar blues. And with that, I was able to improvise and kind of experiment within that, you know, parameter of the blues and rock and roll form. So, you know, whether it was just writing, you know, a 2-minute instrumental song when I was 7 years old, it all started from just a place of trying to, you know, create ideas and songs. And I started singing when I was, you know, about 12. And that's when it all started kind of gelling together where I was writing full songs with lyrics.
So have you got any new music coming out?
We are in the process right now of recording a lot of new material, you know, kind of indie roots rock for the next album, you know, still, you know, always honoring, you know, where I've come from musically, blues and the Cajun style and that early rock and roll. And, you know, through the pandemic, I had the chance to really start experimenting and growing as a songwriter. So I'm very excited for everybody to hear the new music, hopefully next year, as soon as we can get it out.
Well, that's great. We'll be looking forward to that. And also to your performance on Sunday. I think you're on the rhythm stage, the main stage, in the afternoon, right?
Yes, it's at 3:30 on the rhythm stage, and I'll be playing at the Roots stage on Sunday as well at 6:15.
Oh, great.
Rhythm and Roots gets underway on Friday evening and continues on Saturday and Sunday in Charlestown. All the info you need is at rhythmandroots.com.
And for now, enjoy this number from Veronica Lewis, You Ain't Unlucky, on the Publix Radio.